Will you please be seated? And we turn to that psalm, Psalm 146. This evening we're going to begin a short series on the last five psalms in the Psalter. And as we read through the book of Psalms, and I'm sure you've read through the book of Psalms on more than one occasion, maybe as you've read through the Psalms, you've looked for patterns. There's not perhaps an obvious narrative there. Sometimes it's hard to discern a pattern. Yes, we see Psalms 120, 136. They're Psalms of ascents. We recognize some kind of pattern there. And then we come to Psalm 146, and things start to become clearer, because here is the first of five psalms that begins that begin with the word hallelujah, praise the Lord. And those five psalms each begin with the word hallelujah. In the Greek version of the psalm book, hallelujah is taken as the title of the psalm. So we've got five psalms beginning with the word hallelujah, praise the Lord. Five cheers, if you like. And if that weren't enough, not only do those five psalms start with the word hallelujah, the exhortation to praise the Lord, but they end with an exhortation to praise the Lord. God's worshiping people erupting in cheers. And the psalms tell us why we should do that. Psalm 146, will you listen? Here's God's word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. It's God's word. Let's pray. Our Father, we hear these reminders, these exhortations to praise you, and we ask that as we come to your word, that you would show us why we should do that, why that's a good, fitting, and appropriate thing. And we ask that we would do it with joy and with understanding. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The psalm begins in that way. And perhaps our response to that exhortation is to say, why should I? Now, why should I? You may not feel very cheerful this evening. Maybe it's not been a very cheerful kind of week, and here this Lord's Day evening, you might not feel much like cheering. And that's why we need psalms like this. Why should we praise the Lord? Why should we say hallelujah? Why are we cheering? And the psalm tells us why we should be cheering. The first couple of verses, the last verse, direct us to cheering in celebration of our God's goodness. Way back at the beginning of the psalm, Psalm 1, verse 5, the psalmist says, the Lord watches over the way of the righteous. That's right at the beginning of the book of Psalms. And we set out into the book of Psalms, Psalm 2, Psalm 3, Psalm 4. And it seems that the way of the righteous is a way that's characterized by all kinds of ups and downs, all sorts of turbulence and setbacks. Sometimes it seems like a long and difficult way. There are seasons of lament. There are times of joy. There are periods of puzzlement. What is going on? There are times of questioning. How long? Why? What's going on? And then we come to Psalm 145, and now there's a lot of cheering up ahead. There's a lot of cheering ahead of us, and it reminds us of where we are as the people of God. The journey may be a difficult one. It may be characterized by ups and downs, difficulties and setbacks, times of puzzlement and confusion, but up ahead, the sound of cheering, the sound of celebration. Tonight's psalm reminds us of that. It reminds us that our sovereign Lord cares for his needy people. And this evening, word and sacrament combine to remind us that we have a God who cares for his people. God's word and the sacrament speak to us and say, Jesus cares. And that's a reason for saying, praise the Lord. That's a reason for God's people to be cheering. This is a psalm for congregational use. Did you notice the opening of the psalm? It's a call to worship. Praise the Lord. It's an invitation to God's people to join in celebrating God's goodness. The worship leader is exhorting the congregation. You and I need those kinds of exhortations. Left to ourselves, we're apt to sink into depression. Left to ourselves, we're apt to be wallowing in despondency and discouragement. We need to be reminded to praise God. We need to be reminded to lift up our eyes. We need to be reminded of the end of our journey. The journey may be difficult along the way, but the end is an end characterized by celebration and cheering. It's a call to worship, and it invites a response. Remember what we've often said about the way God's people worship. There's a to and fro. There's an exhortation to praise the Lord, and then there's a response. At the end of verse 1 and into verse 2, praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. And you see the hearers of the exhortation to praise God are being drawn in. They're being shaken out of any despondency that might cling to them. They're being directed away from the things that are troubling them, that are preoccupying them, to the reasons why they should be praising God and celebrating God's goodness. The Holy Spirit raises us up. Remember how Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2, the Holy Spirit raises us up. He seats us in the heavenly realms with Christ Jesus. He lifts us out of the mire, out of the despondency, and causes us to recognize that we as Christians are seated alongside the Savior. And the response of the psalmist is a personal response. I will praise the Lord. I will give thanks. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. You see, it's good for us to recognize the significance of that. When do we praise the Lord? I will praise the Lord as long as I'm well. I will praise the Lord as long as I'm prospering. I will praise the Lord as long as I'm comfortable. I will praise the Lord as long as I'm healthy. No, the psalmist says, I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. See, it's a reminder of why we have been created. We remember the words of the Catechism, our chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. Lord's Day by Lord's Day, as we gather with the people of God, we are reminded that we are called and we are consecrated to celebrate God's goodness. And we need those reminders, the exhortations to do that. That's why we're cheering. But then the psalmist in verses 3 through 6 warns us that we should be careful as well. He's got a word of warning for us in verses 3 through 6. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. He returns to the dust. On that very day, his plans perish. There's a clever play on words there. The Hebrew word for man and the Hebrew word for earth are very similar words. It's the idea of, the idea that we encounter in Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, where God says to Adam, from dust you were created, to dust you will return. The phrase that we sometimes hear at funerals, dust to dust. Man, for all of his pretensions, for all of his ambitions, is created from dust and will return to dust. And the psalmist reminds us that we need to be careful. Ordinary people can't save us In the end, our gaze is focused on the Lord Jesus. And yes, it's a good election year verse for us to have in mind. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. Brothers and sisters, stay calm. Pray a lot. Don't get whipped up by the polls, by legislative decisions, by talking heads, or even by election outcomes. Consider carefully. Pray. Vote responsibly. Trust in the Lord and keep on cheering, because Jesus is still Lord and he's still in control. Hallelujah. The Lord cares. Keep that in mind. And the psalmist's commitment in verse 2, I will praise the Lord as long as I live. That's a good thing for us to keep reminding ourselves. That's the psalmist's commitment. That should be our commitment. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. And then verse 5. And if Robert Godfrey were here, he would point out that verse 5, being in the center of the psalm, is the verse to which our attention is directed. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever. No broken promises. Blessed is the one whose God is the God of Jacob. That's the last benediction, the last beatitude in the Psalter. It starts out, blessed is the man who does not walk in the way of the wicked, the way of the ungodly. That's the first beatitude in the Psalter. Psalm 146, verse 5 is the last beatitude in the Psalter. Blessed is the one whose help is the God of Jacob. And of course, we're reminded that if God was ready to save someone like Jacob, if God was ready to own someone like him, a schemer, a conniver, God is a God who is gracious and merciful. And God, unlike Jacob the trickster, unlike Jacob the one who was deceitful and deceptive and crafty, God is forthright. God keeps faith. He speaks words to us. He's able to save to the uttermost those who come, who draw near to God through the Lord Jesus, whoever makes intercession for us. That's something to cheer about. The Lord Jesus is the constant intercessor through whom we have confident access into the presence of God. So why are we cheering? Where we're careful. And then verses 7 through 9, what is it we're celebrating? Well, we're celebrating the Lord from whom all blessings flow. The Lord, listen to verses, let me just pull out some phrases from verses 7 through 9. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. Who is it that cares for the needy? Who is it that is attentive to those who are hurting, to those who are downcast, to those who are despondent, to those who are in trouble? It is the Lord, and it's like a drumbeat. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. The Lord is the one who blesses us with good things. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above. The people of God, as we do Lord's Day by Lord's Day, the people of God praise God from whom all blessings flow. And as we do that, we're reminded again that the Lord is the one who blesses us with good things. Jesus, as we saw him coming in Luke chapter 4, Jesus coming in the power of the Holy Spirit to fulfill the law, the word of the Lord, to set free those who are in bondage, to liberate the prisoners, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring joy and delight to those who need to hear good news. Jesus is the one in whom all the promises of God find their yes. These things that the Lord does in verses 7 through 9, the Lord does this, that grammatically the verbs are, they're participles. They're not so much saying what God does. They're describing who God is. He's the liberator of prisoners. He's the opener of eyes. He's the lifter up of the downcast. You can't separate the gift from the giver. The one who gives food to the hungry gives himself. The Lord Jesus is the bread of life. He's the one who nourishes our souls. He's the one for whose grace we are thankful, because he blesses us with the food that endures to everlasting life. And we celebrate and we say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord cares for his people. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, for this psalm that reminds us that we, your people, are called to sing your praises, to celebrate your goodness as long as we live, as long as we have our being. We pray that you would give us grace to do that. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.